Hey everyone, it's Laura Molitor here again with another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. Feel free to subscribe to this podcast and share if you like what you hear. You know, to be honest with you, I'm never really quite sure where the topics for this podcast are going to come from. Today, I got the nudge when I woke up singing the opening lines to My Girl, made popular by The Temptations. I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May. Okay, right away the lyric got me thinking, even before I really remembered the rest of the song. I'd just gotten up, it was kind of a cold, gloomy morning, and I had a lot to do that day. But that lyric reminded me that looks can be deceiving. We can have sunshine on a cloudy day and springtime in the cold weather. I wasn't sure whether to turn this idea into a podcast. I know I've discussed perspective shifts before, but when I walked into a coffee shop a little later and the song was playing there, I figured God had a plan of some kind. There were even another few little synchronicities with the song along the way, but suffice it to say, I decided to roll with it. So right there, even in what happened to me, I can see what looked like a cloudy and burdened day got a lift and some light just from that song. No, the things I needed to do and the weather didn't change. In fact, the weather got a little bit more nasty, but it was a turn of thought in another direction that gave me some light and lightened the load of care too. What we can do is just be alert. Listen for the tune in your head, the voice of reason and uplift that really wants to tell you something else is going on than what the worry or doubt or selfish fears and concerns and darkness of the world even would try to get us to buy and to live out. I think about how often it is when I start complaining about the rain or the cold or even contrary here in Texas, the heat and the summer and the drought. Someone will come along and say how much they love a rainy day or how much they enjoy these longer nights in the summer or that the sunsets are awesome or whatever. So yeah, it's perspective and attitude. And really the change of our own perspective can change our attitude. Just that simple thought that no matter how dark it is outside, the sun hasn't gone anywhere. That's kind of an adage worth reflecting on, because has the real power disappeared? Let's take that a little higher. Has divine love exited? Has truth become less true? Are we any less the children of God than we were yesterday when the sun was out? Do we have any less life in us, thoughts to consider, laughter to enjoy than we had in the sunshine yesterday? Joy isn't contingent on the outward. It's a quality of God, and so it is ever present. I mean, every day is not going to be or even meant to be a laugh riot. But with a different thought on the availability of good, even the idea of hope for something better, we can shift out of resigning ourselves to a day with this sort of uninviting character into one that can easily have sunshine on that cloudy day and give us a spring in our step and a renewing and blossoming ideas that feel like the month of May. As often is the case, it doesn't take a change in life, in self, or in God. It takes a choice to agree to the rainy attitude or to agree or even open ourselves up to the possibility of light, of healing, of opportunity. With that comes the choice to be the light rather than to be the dark. We can succumb to the clouds and hide away in a ball, or we can get out from under the covers and be the light, refuse to give that darker outlook our time and our focus, and shine our natural light. You know, it only takes the smallest flame, and we can shine that on ourselves first and then out into the world. Not saying I'm an expert on this, but I think that God is encouraging me into it and teasing me at the same time by sending me these little reminders with song lyrics, because he knows I'll get the line in my head and I won't be able to get it out, or I'll be fighting it being stuck there. And instead, it was not about fighting it, but instead listening to the message of those few words and singing it out of my head by sharing it with you all. Listen to your heart. Does it want to be in the dumps, or is it actually saying to you, I don't care if it's raining, let's go out and play? Of course, now I want to roll right into a number from Singing in the Rain, where that chipper dancer defies the rain and splashes and dances around in spite of it. But anyway, that's enough for today. Just accept playfulness, see where it takes you. That's all for this week. I'll be back next Friday with another podcast. If you want to chat with me more or set up a coaching session, just share thoughts or questions or ideas, you can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com or go to my website, beingfreenow.com, for more information. See you next week.